The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is urging a property owner to deal with an abandoned home with boarded up windows that has trapped pigeons inside. Deputy Mayor Elda McDonald says officials believe the birds somehow entered through a small opening of the building downtown and now they can't find their way out. The complaint was made over a week ago and McDonald tells Coast Radio it's illegal to simply remove a board to free the pigeons without the owner's permission, and unfortunately it often takes some time to get results for a problem like this.
We do have to provide them a certain amount of time when a property is reported. It's gone out and inspected. Following that inspection, whatever needs to be done to resolve the issue, the property owner is given 30 days. Upon that 30 days, there will be another inspection done after that. If nothing has been done with the issue, then we will endeavor to contract a contractor ourselves. They will go in, clean the property up, bill the municipality, and then, of course, we put that bill on the property taxes.
Animal rights advocate Hope Swinimer says she understands McDonald's concerns about remaining idle without the property owner's permission. She's head of an organization called Hope for Wildlife that responds to calls about injured animals all across Nova Scotia.
It's really sad, and if the public knew how often this kind of thing happens, they would be really surprised. There's probably not a week goes by that I don't get a call about birds that have been trapped into a building that's been boarded up. So it is a big problem. And I think that the reason, like, we can run with things and go pick up hit by cars and we can go pick up window strikes, but with birds in buildings, we need permission before we enter these buildings because they're someone's property. So they're a lot harder to solve. It's a real problem.
Deputy Mayor McDonald, meanwhile, says there are dozens of abandoned buildings in the CBRM, like the one in downtown Sydney. He says homeless people are often finding shelter in the derelict buildings as well, and people living nearby don't like it.
That's the biggest concern to the residents that live next to these abandoned buildings, whether they're a commercial building or a residential, but more residential, I think, because they're in neighborhoods and other people's properties that are neighboring to those abandoned properties. They fear that people are going to get in them and, of course, light them on fire and have issues in that regard. And they're scared their own properties will then be at risk of being burnt down, depending on how big these buildings are. It's just an ongoing issue with the various neighborhoods.
McDonald says the municipality is now in the process of hiring two people to deal with unsightly and dangerous premises in the CBRM. He adds one of their main tasks will be communicating with the property owners and urging them to take care of their buildings. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.